In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. So imagine this. You have a wealthy grandfather who dies and bequeaths you $30 million, Michael. But then you have an even wealthier uncle, brother of your grandfather, but they don't speak with each other. Long-time family feud. Your uncle is so angry, so despises your grandfather, that even after his passing, he says to you, I will give you $300 million, but only if you refuse to keep a penny of that $30 million your grandfather gave you. So here's what you have to do. You must spend every penny of that $30 million in 30 days' time. And if you do, you will gain $300 million. If you fail, you will remain penniless. Can you imagine having to spend $30 million in 30 days? Would this be difficult for you? Some more than others, I expect. Some of you know this plot from an 80s movie called Brewster's Millions, and it's adapted from a 1902 novel, actually, of the same name. But before you cast this off as just some Hollywood silliness, which it is, this story also resonates deeper with reality than at first it appears. Because we all have gifts from God that are far more valuable than $30 million or $300 million. The first gift, of course, being life itself. But then don't forget the gifts of our upbringing, the people who poured their care into us. Let's not forget our health for so many years, and the gifts of all the material resources which make us comfortable, and most valuable perhaps. We don't just receive all these gifts. We are blessed with the agency to work for them and then offer them back to others and God. But there's one catch with all these gifts. The catch is found in the story of Brewster's Millions, and it's in the story of today's gospel reading. And the catch with all these gifts is use it or lose it. In the movie, if you don't use the $30 million, you will lose the $300 million. In today's gospel, Jesus tells a similar story about using our God-given gifts so we don't lose them. You know the story. It's about a wealthy landowner who was preparing for a long journey, and he called in his three servants and he divided his money, his talents, between them to invest while he was gone. And when he returned, he called them to account for their business, and it seems that the first man, he invested the 10 talents and got 10 more. And the second one, his 5 talents made 5 more. And he said to both of them, well done, good and faithful servant. But what about the third man? Well, the third one, as you may recall, he was afraid of the landowner and afraid if he lost his money, so he simply returned exactly what was given to him, and he was not greeted warmly. The landowner was infuriated. He used words such as slothful and wicked, and he took the talent back and he gave it to the guy who already had 10. This is a strange story at first to have in the Gospels, but if you understand it right, it's not. The key catch in both the stories of Brewster Millions and the wealthy landowner is use it or lose it. But the profound difference between the two stories is that Brewster's Millions, the character and plot, is about some other guy and his predicament. When Jesus talks, it's always about you and our predicament. The main character in Jesus' story, the author of life, is always you and I and our predicament. And Jesus' stories aren't about investments that we've made, but they are about the investments that we are. Our lives, our talents, our families, our churches, our ethnic background, our health, etc., are all given to us by God, and we're all spending house money. And today's reading reminds us that these gifts to us are also investments in us, and that God expects to see wise stewardship of his gifts. He expects to see that we'll use what we've been given for his kingdom or lose it. So how are you and I doing with God's investment in us? How are we using it for His and our glory? As the new year approaches, it is the perfect time to take account. Did you and I invest enough love and patience and forgiveness and service in your home family, in your church family? Can I do more? Did I strive to thank God daily for the gifts of time, talent, and treasure by giving it back to Him through worship, through stewardship, and good works, or am I still focused on getting what I think I deserve? And New Year's Eve is the time to take stock and make resolutions to be better stewards of what we've been given. But as we reflected on last week, let's not rely on our own strength and our own resolve, because New Year's resolutions are notoriously short-lived, because despite our best intentions, we're limited, but God is not in any way. And He promises to help our betterment. All we need to do is to let Him. So let's resolve this year to use it so we don't lose it. Let's use our gift of life, which is the one and only true Christmas gift, for God's purposes. Let's invest it with love in others and watch how God multiplies the riches of each day into priceless gifts and blessings for this new year and His kingdom, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.